Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you, and sometimes the times, because this time, April, is a month that's very special for military families. April is the month of the military child, and this week you'll find many people perhaps wearing purple to signify and celebrate and advocate for military children who have parents currently serving. And if you are an advocate or want to be one, there's some important information coming up on today's Extra. We're going to be talking about some of the issues facing military children, how we can all work together to support our military families, as well as knowing more and having insight into the life of a military child. So joining us today to talk more about these issues, we're very pleased to have Kathy Roth-Duquet, CEO of Blue Star Families. Kathy, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here.
And Justin Schmidt, Assistant Vice President of Corporate Responsibility at USAA. Justin, so pleased you could join us.
What a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, Justin, let's start with you. I know USAA is very ingrained into our military lifestyle, into the lives that families enjoy here in Southern Colorado and really across the nation and across the globe. What would you say is the experience of a military child, and why does that experience set them apart from maybe other children who maybe don't need support in quite the same way?
Well, there's an old expression that says, military spouses and military children sign up for service when a service member serves, because the experience of serving your country is a great experience. It also is one that has stresses and strains on every member of the family. So military children have a parent in the military that could be exposed to a hard job where they are routinely sent in harm's way, or where they face long deployments or separation from their parents. And then military families also move about every 2 to 3 years. In the military, that's called a permanent change of station, and it really becomes a disruptor for the educational experience for military children.
And certainly when you're looking at ways to support military children, their disruption, that disruption you're talking about, that interruption of a continuity of, say, schools or circles of friends, that has to be just an incredible distraction and deterrent to them just enjoying, you know, the natural joys of childhood.
Yeah, and, you know, Kathy can speak to this well as well, but I'll just quickly say that, you know, civilians can play a huge role in the experience that military families have. If you look at Fort Carson, just as an example, in Colorado Springs, there's about 25,000 total military assigned to that post, but they have over 31,000 family members, spouses and children, and more than half of them live off the installation. They live on our streets, in our neighborhoods. Their kids play on our sports teams. And when civilians reach out proactively to military families, include them. If they're new to town, help them navigate Colorado Springs. Where's the nearest dry cleaner? Who's a good pediatrician? Those things dramatically increase how accepted a military family feels in the local community and sets them up for success to have a good experience there.
And Kathy, why don't you weigh in on this subject? Because as CEO of Blue Star Families, first of all, why don't you describe what Blue Star Families are?
Blue Star Families are the families of our currently serving military, the active component, guard, and reserve. Blue Star Families is the largest organization supporting those families. Also, we embrace the veteran families in our communities and our civilian neighbors, the folks who don't serve but who we need part of our community so that we can all thrive.
Right. And so going on a little bit about what Justin was talking about the disruptions and ways the community can band together to show support, why don't you delve a little bit more into that?
We really do find that the distinguishing thing about what makes people able to thrive in military life versus struggle is their network of support, and the local community is so key to that. As Justin was describing, military kids really do face a lot of loss and separation and change. My own daughter, when we moved into 10th grade, when she was 16, that was her 10th school. Her father had deployed by that time several years of her life for into combat, and she had to handle that separation too. we see Blue Star families, we do a lot of surveys, and we see the families who say, my school did a great job welcoming and integrating my children. We have neighbors in our community who welcome us. Those are the families who are doing very well. And the people who say, I don't really feel like I belong in the community in which I live, or who say, my school doesn't seem to understand the stresses on my child, those families are really struggling. And that means the service member struggles too, because they're very concerned about their family's well-being.
We here in Colorado Springs, of course, given our very high concentration of military members, might think that this is, you know, old hat for us, that we've been doing a good job of doing that outreach over the years. But would you say there are ways that even a military town can up their game?
Absolutely, because when you live in a community for a long time, you take for granted what you know. The person moving in, even though there may be that sea of goodwill there, they may not connect into it. When we were in San Diego, another big military town, I had a toddler and an infant, and my husband had to leave 4 days after my infant was born.
Oh my.
I was alone, even though I was surrounded by a community that embraces its military, I didn't personally know them. And so there I was, really trying to balance everything myself and having a very hard time with it. So it's Blue Star Family seeks to actually connect the human beings to human beings, and we invite people to join our organization. It's free and there's no obligation, but it's a way for people who, when they move in, to say, oh, here's my way to connect into my community. Here's my way to find the neighbors who care.
Well, and certainly caring is what it's all about. That is why April is Month of the Military Child. That's why this week we are seeing people and suggesting to people, hey, wear purple this week to signify and celebrate and symbolize that you want to be there for our military children in the community. Maybe they're your children. Maybe they're your neighbor's children. Maybe they're children you don't even know, but you want them to know you care because that's what it's all about. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with our guest, Justin Schmidt, Assistant Vice President of Corporate Responsibility at USAA, and Kathy Roth-Duquet, who's CEO of Blue Star Families. We're going to be talking about the new Military Family Lifestyle Survey and what its findings are revealed. That's when The Extra continues here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with a special episode of The Extra. Today, we are celebrating military children. This is the month of the military child, April is, and this week, a suggestion from those who advocate for military children, wear purple. That's a sign that military children will know you care. One of our guests today, Kathy Roth-Duquet, is the CEO of Blue Star Families, a group and organization that is free to join, and they encourage people to join, but it also provides great resources. Kathy, why don't you tell us about this new lifestyle survey and what it found?
Every year, Blue Star Families surveys currently serving military and their spouses, also veterans and their spouses, and we find out what's affecting people today. We do see that COVID's been a tough year for everyone, but even more so for military families. They've had more separation than usual. And imagine PCSing to a new town and your child can't meet their friends, can't meet new friends, can't go into school and meet that teacher. So there's a greater degree of isolation. We're seeing that half of military families say they think that their children need mental health support, but they aren't able to get it. A quarter of the families in our survey say that they don't think their child's teacher understands how to support them when they're dealing with a military life event. These are all opportunities to make improvements, but seeing that need is out there gives us something to shoot for.
And is it the moves alone? Because the moves do end up having an isolating effect when you have kids that are, you know, upended from a peer group and maybe moved to a new location, a new assignment that where they don't know anyone. But also it is, you know, definitely a world unto its own, the military world.
It is a world unto its own. And in the 20th century, people lived on military bases, and maybe they didn't even leave that much. So they were only around other people living the same lifestyle. Today, nearly three quarters of our families live in our communities. And often because housing is expensive, people fan out over a large area. So they may end up living around neighbors who aren't familiar with them. But even if they are in a military enclave, people actually do better when they're integrated into their civilian community, and they actually get to know those civilian neighbors. The neighbors can receive them better if they understand who these people are and what their lifestyles and what been like. And also know that, you know, going out of your way to say, hey, maybe come over for dinner, or if there's a kid on your sports team or in your friend's, your child's class, inviting them over because they may need a little extra support and a little extra friendship, not having the networks that come with growing up in an area.
And I've always been, I got to admit, a tad jealous of some of these military families that, you know, get to, you know, live in places like, you know, Germany or Italy or San Diego. And, you know, it always made me feel like that was a glamorous lifestyle. But it certainly, when you're talking about it for children, from a child's perspective, you know, moving can be tough.
You know, and I realize the older I get and my children get older that children do experience things differently than adults do. I actually loved that change in travel from my perspective. But you realize as you get older, it's hard for kids to understand why they are losing things that they care about. And I think for those of your listeners who are military families, I think for us to remember that it can both be a good choice that you're making for your family and also be hard. And it's okay for things to be both at the same time. You know, we can be sad that dad's gone, and we can be sad that we have to leave the room that we love. And we can process it and express it and not feel like we're hurting our family by doing that. Blue Star Families has a lot of resources for families to try to help them with their kids move. So we ask people to come to our website, to bluestarfam.org/militarychild, to learn how you can help your own military family, or if you're a civilian neighbor, how you can help your neighbors with making the best of an awesome lifestyle, but also a challenging one.
And challenging and fearful for kids, too, sometimes when you're talking about deployments, when you're talking about time away. That is... I think from being outside, an outsider, probably one of the most difficult things for military families.
I think it can be, and I think the toughness that we cultivate among adults, sometimes we, in it, you know, maybe a little inappropriately expect the kids to take on that toughness too. And I think there's room for nuance there and for us to understand that, yeah, that is scary. And for, you know, a teacher and a friend to understand too, you know, we know your dad's going to come back. We know your mom's going to come back, but it must be a little sad or scary now. And we're here for you during that time.
Well, and we are focusing this show on letting our military families and their children know that we are here for them as a community. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the resources that are out there to help prop up families, to help make sure that nobody is falling through the cracks and that we as a community are showing we care. When we come back, more of The Extra, focused on the month of the military child. You're listening to KRDO News Radio. We're back with our second half hour of this special edition of The Extra. I say it's special because anytime we talk about kids, I think it puts our show in a very special category. And today we are talking about a very unique category of children, the military child. And certainly military children who are listening out there, or parents of military children, you know that your kids feel like they belong in a certain club. I mean, maybe it's a club where they all went to English school in Germany. Maybe it's a club where they grew up knowing about the PX. But it's a club nonetheless that, you know, it sometimes can elevate their experience, but sometimes can cause, as we're hearing, some sources of tension and stress that may be unique to the military child. So April is month of the military child. We're suggesting people this week wear purple to show their support. Let's talk to Kathy, our guest, Kathy Roth-Tuke, CEO of Blue Star Families, about some of the resources, very real resources that are out there for military families.
There are awesome resources out there for military families today, and much more than some people who grew up in a previous era might be aware of. We've collected a lot of them on our website, so we invite people to come there to Blue Star Families to see them, to shout out just a couple. I'm a huge fan of Military Child Education Coalition. They have a School Quest tool. You can link to it from our website or just Google School Quest on Military Child, and it helps parents find good schools for their kids at, when they move. There's some great programs that we have at Blue Star Families so that kids can read with their deployed parent. Caribou is a free app that we provide. Also, United Through Reading does some fantastic work with that. And there's some mental health support that's provided by Cohen Veterans Network. If you feel like you have a child who might benefit from having a professional to talk to about some of the things they're going through, this is a TRICARE-supported telehealth licensed healthcare or mental health care providers. And I think it's important for us to realize that there's no shame in asking for help. All of us need help sometimes in our lives. But there's so many more resources there available on this site. Blue Star Families has virtual activities during COVID to give fun to your kids. And we're doing an Xbox giveaway at the moment with a bunch of Xboxes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a good one, right?
Uh-huh.
lots of ways to reach out for help if you need it.
And Justin Schmidt, Assistant Vice President of Corporate Responsibility for USAA. USAA, of course, the credit union and now bank that offers financial resources for our military members and their offspring and their, I think you have to have a parent who was a military member at least to, or you are a military member yourself to be a member of USAA. Is that correct, Justin?
That's right. USAA is an eligibility focused financial services company, and eligibility is earned quite simply through a service member service to our country of any rank, any branch of service, and then their spouse and children are also eligible for USAA.
Well, that might be one of the best benefits of being a military child right there, I'm sure. But when you're talking about being involved as a corporation in supporting military families and supporting military children, USAA, I've learned, is an organization that really wants to be there for its members. Tell us about how you're addressing it during this month of the military child.
Well, USAA and the USAA Foundation give generously philanthropically to nonprofit organizations that serve military families. Our company's signature cause for corporate citizenship is military family resilience. And what that acknowledges is that, you know, military families are not a group of people to be pitied because they serve our country. Yes, it's hard, and they are subjected to strains and stressors that are unique to military life. But they're a part of our community that voluntarily raises their hand to defend our freedoms. And we feel that supporting the resilience of the entire family, service member, spouse, and their child, actually strengthens the family unit and helps the military service member actually do their job better. So the nonprofit organizations that Kathy mentioned, the Military Child Education Coalition, Blue Star Families, of course, another one that I just thought I would add since summer is right around the corner. A great nonprofit called Our Military Kids provides funding free of charge for military children to explore arts, sports, other enrichment activities when their parents are deployed overseas with either the National Guard, Reserve, or active duty. They also provide complimentary funding for children of injured service members. So that's a great organization for military families to take a look at if they are a deployed family, they're stretched thin on the budget, and they're looking for ways that as COVID starts to give us all a little bit of a break, opportunities for their children to have some positive experiences this summer.
And it's not just ways that they can find this out. It's also connecting people to these resources. What's the best way that your members or even non-members perhaps could find out about some of these resources?
Well, I would recommend Blue Star Families. So bluestarfam.org/military child. They have put together a great collection of nonprofit resources. Many of these are not top of mind or household names within the civilian community. And even in the military community, sometimes folks don't realize how much our nation wants to put our arms around and support that family unit. So the Blue Star Families website is a terrific resource to help them get connected with some of these nonprofits whose very existence is focused on supporting military families.
Right, and supporting all of our freedom and independence and security of our nation's borders. So we certainly do salute them. We need to take a short break. When we come back, our last segment of The Extra, as we focus on April being Month of the Military Child, celebrate the military children in our community, ways you can support and advocate for them. That's coming up as The Extra continues. We're back for our final segment of The Extra. Today, our subject, the military child. April is Month of the Military Child, and this week, wear purple to celebrate and advocate and show support for the more than 1 million military children who have parents currently serving. And we are joined by our guests, of course, Justin Schmidt, AVP, Assistant Vice President of Corporate Responsibility at USAA. USAA, a strong supporter and advocate for military children and families, as well as Kathy Roth-Duquet, CEO of Blue Star Families. Blue Star Families, I'm learning so much about in today's segment of The Extra. I have a friend who joined it because her son went and joined the Army. So I was familiar with it, but I've learned so much more about it, Kathy, during this segment. And I learned that saying that you said at the beginning of this show, that military members might sign up for service, their children and their spouses have signed up just by default through that, correct?
That's right. Our military kids are our last draftees.
And when you're talking about showing support for them, you know, we've talked a little bit about the resources that are out there. Those I can see being turned to by parents and by aunts and uncles and grandparents. But for civilians who are maybe outside that sphere, what can we civilians do?
Civilians are so important to us. And first of all, I love what you're talking about wearing purple. You know, we say that's purple up. So put on your purple and do a hashtag purple up and post it on social media. It's a way of showing we get that you're in our community. We support you. Secondly, Blue Star Families has a program called Blue Star Neighbors. That's someone like yourself who wants to be a good neighbor in your community. Come to Blue Star Families and sign up again for free as a Blue Star neighbor. And we can give you tips and ideas and ways to connect in your community. We have programs that are book clubs where moms and dads read a book over 6 weeks with other parents in the military community at the same time that their children are doing a book club and having those relationships, becoming friends, or outings to the national parks in your community or to the museums. These are all ways that you could plug in to be that friend and to also have a little bit of the flavor of what the military lifestyle is as you continue on with your own lifestyle. So we invite those two ways of engaging as a Blue Star neighbor and hashtag purple up.
Oh, I love those ideas. Fantastic ways, actionable things that we can do this week and really in the weeks to come to show our support for military families, for our neighbors, for those who are, making their service as loved ones of that military member, just as much as the military member themselves, probably a hardship and something that they are doing out of a sense of duty and a sense of pride in our nation. Let's talk a little bit with Justin. Justin, you know, we posed the question to Kathy, what can civilians do? You want to expand on that. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, my example is going to be painfully simple, but, you know, I think all of us have had the experience of seeing a service member in uniform and walking up to them and saying, thank you so much for serving our country. And they almost always smile and say, thank you. It's actually my pleasure to do so. But service members, many of them would tell you that when you are supporting their spouses and children, particularly when they're deployed, that is one of the most important ways that we can express our appreciation for military families and keep them strong. So my advice is, you know, the gift of friendship, the gift of kindness, being proactive rather than passive when there's a military family within your sphere of influence. They attend your church. They live on your street. You get to know them through some type of extracurricular activity. When you reach out to them, introduce yourself, ask them if they need help navigating Colorado Springs. As Kathy mentioned earlier, inviting them over for a barbecue as the weather starts to look lovely in Colorado at this point of time. What a wonderful way to say thanks and support military families by helping them feel welcome in the Colorado Springs community.
Yeah, your words are inspirational there, Justin. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about, you know, the ways that, you know, my own circle as well as the circle around us can do more to just show our appreciation of our military members through doing just that, supporting their families, their spouses, their children. Kathy, we are in our final minute or two here. Any last messages you want to convey as we are marking the month of the military child?
Yeah, our military kids are our last draftees. They support their parents, and when we support them, we're supporting our military, and we're making our own community a better place to live for everybody. So it's just a win all around.
All right. And where can families go, or people, or civilians, or anyone, to find out more information about these resources and these ideas that you were mentioning throughout the show?
Please come to bluestarfam.org/militarychild, and we have everything all collected there for you.
Great. And they can join that Facebook group?
And this is, yeah, you can join our group. We'll ask you if you're a military family, a veteran family, or a civilian family, so you'll get the right messaging. Again, it's free. And also, you can enter the sweepstake for that that Xbox there, too.
Oh, boy. I know some military children who might just do that. Okay. Thanks to Kathy Roth-Duquet, CEO of Blue Star Families, and Justin Schmidt, who's the Assistant Vice President of Corporate Responsibility at USAA. And we want to thank you both for joining us here on The Extra.
Thanks, Shannon, so much for having us.
It was totally a pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. And purple up, folks.